Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
How did you snag Payscale.com?
Yeah, so, you know, part of it had to do with the idea coming to us a number of years ago. So it was actually back in 1999 so that we had the original idea.
You had the idea, and then you grabbed the domain.
So we grabbed that domain and a number of domains. One of the other domains we had was underpaid.com, which is kind of part of the inspiration for it all, I guess you could say.
And you, of course, overbought it.
Actually not.
Oh, really?
Surprisingly.
So you got it for a good price.
Yeah.
It was before GoDaddy, so it was, you probably
Correct.
Cost you about $70 or so.
Right.
So wait. So Okay, if I can try to distill this, Payscale.com will allow you to see exactly what you're worth in respect to what other people think they're worth.
Well, it's actually not about what you think you're worth. It's relatively accurately representing what the range of pay is for people like you. And that was, you know, the original inspiration behind it was, you know, what if you could go online and anonymously put in your job profile and your salary and get a comparison back of everybody else like you doing the same job with the same experience, the same skills, working at the same type of company in the same place, and get a sense in real time for where you compare among others doing like tasks.
So this is either going to suck or be really, really good. I mean, I'm sure the service is great, but I'm saying in respect to, you know, kind of plugging myself in here and seeing that I'm either getting underpaid or overpaid.
It's right. In fact, you know, everybody's going to be either a little above the middle or a little below the middle, and only a few people are going to be right in the middle. So it's really more about having that information to empower you to make decisions about your career. And one of the things we do is we provide other tools online once you've put in a job profile that help you figure out what type of salary you might have if you stick with your job for 5 more years, or what if you move to a different location or change roles or maybe go and get a degree or a certification in a particular area and such.
What if you really don't have a title or your role kind of transcends titles, or I guess assumes many titles, as the case would be?
Right, that's a good question. And it's at the heart of what we're doing at Payscale that's very different than other salary providers out there. The vision at Payscale was to allow every individual to have a unique profile and then use advanced search technologies to match on the attributes of that profile with others like you in similar ways. So if, for example, you went in and you called yourself an Ajax guru, you know, over time, we're going to assess some data of others that call themselves Ajax gurus that are going to be quite interesting to you. But at the same time, one of the technology inventions here at Payscale is the ability to associate job titles and skills and experience and other factors in affinity groups, and what we call is a technical term, I guess, but essentially similar jobs and similar levels of experience. And that concept of being similar also is a matching concept that gets you close to this salary comparison that you're looking for.
And you actually regionalize it as well.
Correct. In fact, it's actually on every dimension. So the region.
Wait. Every dimension? Because I know there are like 7 or 11 dimensions out there now? So you actually transcend space-time with this. Wow,
yeah,
that's
depending
amazing.
On who you ask in physics these days.
Wow. Yeah. How the hell do you get to the fourth dimension then?
So when we talk about salary data and dimensions, we talk about the attributes that you have in your profile. So, for example, location, we can drill down to the city level, or we go up a level to the metropolitan region, or we go out a level to the state, or we go out a level all the way to national, if that's of interest to you.
No, I was more of a mop and glow guru, but I couldn't find that on your site. I mean, I know you list, obviously, Ajax gurus, but what about the... Never mind. But you really, tend to, I guess, not necessarily limit yourself to the IT world or IT professions. You really from at least the looks of it, you've got a lot of job types and profiles listed here.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, when we set out to be a global service. So not only is it a variance on job type, but we allow international users as well to compare. And we've got good data in many other countries around the world to that point. On the job titles, we get anything from nannies and au pairs to truck drivers to CFOs. So it really runs the gamut. And that's why we get, you know, the number of visitors we do. There's a universal need for salary information that's more transparent and more accurate. And PayScale's providing that today, not only to employees, but we also have a product and a set of services for businesses to also access this data and make judgments that they use for hiring and budgeting.
Hmm. So you're able to get general trends and specific trends. What if I enter in data that just doesn't match anything?
Great question.
Of course it's a great question.
it turns out, when we founded the company, that was one of the first things we wanted to look at. Mm-hmm. You know, we were going to be a little disruptive in this market of compensation data, and we were going to say, you know what, it's okay for employees to report data and then utilize that information because they're the horse's mouth. They know exactly what they're making, and they know exactly what experience they have and skills in their job. The employer doesn't even really know all of that information. So we turned it around, and we said, let's see if employees can accurately report data. And it turns out the way PayScale is built is there's really no incentive for employees to lie. So the percentage of people that actually do put incorrect information in is very, very low. And what that means then is statistically, we're able to filter that out. We have a system of heuristics that looks at every profile that comes through, and it makes a determination as to whether or not it believes the user is telling the truth. And if you think of how good spam filters can be, you know, there's a lot of heuristics around those over time that a lot of bright individuals can make those determinations. We do similar heuristics to determine whether users are telling the truth or not. And we're able to statistically weed those out, and then we come out with averages that, by and large, meet expectations.
That, it sounds like just an amazing process that would be quite helpful for anybody, not just looking for work, but wondering if they're in the, even in the right line of work compared to you know, other people with similar experience. They may be or should consider a different type of position. What are you doing then to kind of enable those experiences? I mean, beyond just plugging in some numbers and looking at a chart.
Right. Well, you'll see coming down the road in early Q1 next year, a release of features that track your career. And it's going to be very interesting and be able to take any individual where they are in their place and time now and then plot out, on average, where they end up over time based on other individuals that were similar but maybe with more experience or maybe who made a career change halfway through or maybe took some time off and so on. So it'll be able to provide a view both into the past and the future relative to where you are today. Hmm. And that can be very interesting to help people make career decisions.
Now, have you had any success stories in terms of people who got on here and then have now gone into a line of work or a position that has paid, let's say, even 10% more compared to what they were making before?
Yes, absolutely. We have a number of customers almost daily that are able to provide us information about how they used PayScale to their advantage in negotiating a salary, for example. And, you know, a lot of that comes from having confidence in the information. So once users find PayScale, you know, it just removes a little bit of the, you know, the fear that is natural when it comes to negotiating. It gives you a little more confidence to state your case and ask for what you deserve. And 10% actually is quite a norm.
Well, I'd imagine. I mean, it's pretty. I mean, I thought it sounded pretty liberal and conservative at the same time, in terms of a value. I mean, I can't imagine you making a leap and going much higher than that.
Right. Now, to be clear, though, you know, we're not out to try to have everybody. I mean, everybody wants to improve their salary, so absolutely we want to help when we can.
Well, especially, I'm self-employed, so I'm always trying to improve.
If some folks are poor performers or they're down on the scale and such, you know, one of the things we can do to help them out is to figure out, you know, what they can do to try to improve their standing by showing the variation within their job of others that are better performers. Hmm. We also have a feature called PayScale Advice. And so users are giving advice to other users, and we're taking that profile information that we have and filtering the advice based on people like you. So you could actually get advice from others doing similar,
similar roles. I'm kind of in a class all my own, I think. And I don't mean that in an egotistical kind of way, but there's so many things that I do that even when people ask, well, what do you do? I hand them a business card and, you know, I explain that I'm involved with a handful of things, largely, you know, content oriented. This is helpful for me because, you know, I'm looking to kind of expand my small organization, looking for either, you know, personal assistants and who would likely be hired out, at a very low rate per hour, you know, certainly above minimum wage, but, be able to get a better idea in terms of how much they're getting paid for the kind of work that they do in the city that they're in. In fact, right now, while I'm doing this interview, my fiance Ponzi is interviewing for personal assistant for the business as well as for the conference that we're going to be doing, or that we have been doing, but we'll be doing another one relatively soon in Los Angeles. So this is a huge tool for employers as well.
That's right, and you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, when it comes to the company's business model, we provide the service to employees so they can compare their salary, and that's building a database of very interesting information that then employers are interested in using to get a good sense of the market for any particular job.
Yeah.
And that helps in hiring as well as budgeting in larger organizations. And one of the benefits of PayScale is not only are you matching on the employee, you're also matching on the employer. So now, for practically the first time, you can get an assessment of pay scales at small to medium-sized enterprises, for example, where salary data is much harder to come by. Hmm. And you running a small business would know better than anybody that, you know, a vice president of marketing in a company your size would be paid quite differently than a vice president of marketing at Microsoft.
Yeah.
Right? So PayScale allows you to drill in on that type of information.
Well, I can tell that it would be helpful. But I mean, I know my organization, but I know several others as well that do not have an HR department. So we have to either outsource that particular task, in which case we're kind of in someone else's hands. This is almost, I don't want to say a surrogate HR, but it would certainly help the process so that when people are asking questions in terms of our organization, we'd be able to answer them, or we would know if we were getting highballed or lowballed, or know what to compare these numbers against.
That's right.
This is a nice tool.
Yeah, I'll tell you, there's another, at www.payscale.com, that's where individuals can go to compare their salaries. There's another tool on PayScale called the Research Center, where everybody can go and look up really interesting, cool stuff related to this data, things from skills and job factors, but also commute time or gender, schools that employees went to and the average salaries by school, for example, that they graduated from, and so on. So, you know, once we have all this profile information, we're in a very Web 2.0 fashion, being able to republish that, and people can cut, slice, and dice it different ways and see very, very interesting information.
Well, that's not a Web 2.0 thing. It's just smart. Sorry, you're talking to someone who just doesn't believe that there's a Web 2.0. It's still the freaking internet, man.
I understand.
My internet connection didn't really get that much faster, and my web browser hasn't been improved that much. I think websites are certainly getting smarter with the
Well, maybe a
services.
Better way to say it would be the in a mode of user-generated content.
Don't say that. That's bad.
Okay.
That's bad. Because you know what? A lot of user-generated content is crap. Even I generate content that's crap. This isn't crap. This is actually smart. This is a smart business tool, both on and I mean, I'm seeing it. I'm kind of stepping through it here. And in respect to my profession, my degree is in English education. That's my background. And, of course, I walked a different path in life. So, you know, the numbers that I think I would plug into would certainly be different than someone else who's doing a similar job that has a similar or, I guess, a different degree than mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting play on being able to surface information that is already out there, but I'm going to be using this. This is genius. This is great.
Yeah. Well, our vision is that PayScale is a major, well known brand on the internet that any employer or any employee would not have to think twice before not checking PayScale when they're hiring. Or changing jobs, similar to the Kelly Blue Book, you know, for comparing the value of cars when you're in a transaction. I think we'd all be foolish not to check PayScale before making career decisions that involve salary.
Either way, whether you're a person getting a job or you're
exactly.
the person that's getting ready to, I guess, hire somebody.
Even
if you weren't in HR and you had an HR department, it would still be relatively wise to use this tool in a negotiating process, or at least it would seem to be. I mean, you can't trust everything. You almost have to watch trends because everybody's got a different story, and unfortunately, I don't think forms can tell the whole story.
Right. Well, you know, our HR customers also, in the same model, are providing information about their company's policies, which they're equally interested in terms of forecasting and trending their salary data. So we use the same model inside of organizations and across organizations to give them an entirely different set of information that's useful for their processes.
So in terms of partnerships, I know you've probably got links to job sites and whatnot. I mean, that's kind of a given. But is PayScale really going to move far beyond what your mission is right now, that is to kind of surface information that's already there and share it and give people more intelligent ways to look at the data?
Well, you know, you'll see us focused on becoming the number one compensation resource for some time. We're very focused on making it accurate, in fact, the most accurate information out there.
I'd never even really heard about the site until recently. I mean, it sounds like a very unique thing, but I mean a thing in the sense of a service, a website. But you know, when you say that you're gunning for number one, you may not be that far off. You may be the only one. Hell, I've never seen anything like this before.
Well, I'm glad to be talking to you about it, so that now you and those that you work with know about it.
No, it's everybody works, whether they work for themselves or they work for somebody else. Well, not everybody. There are some people who don't work. What are you doing for them?
That's a great question. At the beginning of our process, people go through a very short survey. That's how we profile the employee and give them a good match on salary information. So at the beginning of that process, one of the distinctions people can make is whether they actually have a job or not. In the case that they don't have a job, of course, we're not going to ask them their salary information because that would motivate them to just put something in, which would be incorrect, and it's not a very interesting process for them. So instead, if you don't have a job, you go through a slightly different survey. We still give you a range of salary data that would be relevant to the job seeker, and you'll see over time us rolling in more and more features that are for the job seeker at that time. For example, we pull in job listings from our major job board partners that match your profile, and in fact, it can be a very good match because of all the profile information that you've entered.
So, is there a chance of helping a lot of I mean, there are a lot of people who don't have jobs and are seeking jobs, but on the far extreme end, where people who are not very technologically proficient, is there any hope for them?
I'm sorry, hope for them in achieving what?
In terms of getting a job. Someone who doesn't know how to use a computer to begin with, or may not have an internet connection. And I realize you're a website, But in terms of the partnerships that you're making, are you thinking about, you know, going a route that would help an organization that may not be technologically astute connect people with these job possibilities that are out there? Because I really haven't seen that happen.
Yeah, that's an interesting concept. I'll have to give that some more thought. You know, certainly the availability of this database to organizations that help those that may not be internet users at the time or at the low end of the scale, whether and it could be those coming into the United States for the first time, for example, or maybe outplacement services that those who don't have a job at the moment. PayScale can be a provider of a standardization in that process for, you know, here's the market for the various different possibilities that are ahead of you in that position. So we can do partnerships potentially with services like that to help them create reports and information that might be useful to those type of people.
And, of course, you're international, I'd assume.
Correct. Yeah. We have great data in English-speaking countries, including India, UK, Canada, Australia, and others. And people are able to use PayScale information in the same regard that we've been talking about internationally, which is very exciting because internationally there's even less transparent information available.
Now, as an employer, a potential employer, is there any chance or possibility, so if I'm searching, let's say, for a project manager of sorts, if I'm searching for this information in, a local area, let's say Seattle, would it tell me some potential candidates who are also on your system that are looking for those kinds of positions in the area?
It's another good question. We don't have that feature enabled today.
Oh, come on. That would just be genius because it would just be smart, you know?
Well, as you can see, there's so many possibilities here.
Yeah. I see tons of possibilities. But let me just say, you know, that would be a great feature to have somewhere, anywhere.
Agree.
You know, because you're searching for it anyway, so it's obvious that you're interested in that information.
That's one of the reasons that we have good partnerships with job and career portals as well. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to bear on both sides of that equation.
Which makes complete sense.
Yeah. So, in fact, we have a partnership with CareerBuilder, Simply Hired, and many others.
Well, if I ever need a job, I'll know where to go. Not get a job at PayScale.com or anything, but I mean, I would go to the website PayScale.com, unless you're hiring. Are you hiring?
Well, Chris, I was going to say, if you're interested, I'd be happy to have you come down to the offices.
Oh, God, you believe me, you couldn't handle me. I can't even handle me. I'm ready to fire myself. If I could find a replacement.
Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.